Jared, we've seen this team play in spurts. We've seen maybe one complete game. What seems to be the problem with not being able to put together 48 minutes?
We don't play hard enough. Period, point blank. You know, there's no remedy to effort. You know, that's the one thing you control. And with me being one of the leaders on this team, I feel onus on that and a certain amount of responsibility for that as well. There's nothing coach can do. Nobody should have to ask anybody to play hard. At the end of the day, we're supposed to love this. It's supposed to be our job. And if we don't come out here and play hard, this is the type of results that we're going to end up getting.
Jared, there was a question asked in the Mike Brown post-conference, whether or not you guys are buying into what he's selling. I mean, are you?
Yeah. I mean, I think we are, but you can't buy into anything if you don't put forth the necessary effort for it to be successful. And at this particular point, that's our biggest problem. Like I said, 1 through 15 is you know, something that we all have to kind of get in control of now, or, you know, we're going to kind of lose control of this thing before it's too late.
What do? You already had the players-only meeting, and then you come out and you see a lack of effort here tonight. What's the next step?
We always got to look in the mirror. Individually, we got to come ready and prepared to, you know, go to work and look at this as a job and as a task at hand. And for us, you know, the next stepping stone is New Orleans, and, you know, it's a – you know, environment on the road that isn't easy to play in. And, you know, we haven't fared too well on the road this season. And if we don't come in there, like I said, we're going to keep getting these same results until, you know, we get tired of it.
Do you use the last 18 minutes maybe as a positive to say, look, this is what we can do?
No. Nope. We play good enough to lose. Period, point blank. I mean, I don't know anybody that's in here. We're too grown to be thinking about moral victories. At the end of the day, you play good enough to lose. What is the positives in that? We didn't play for three quarters and fought our way back in. We should have been playing that way the entire time and came up short in the end.
You've been around the league for a while. Have you seen this before with teams having a hard time playing hard every night? Because this team has struggled with that in years past.
I've seen it, you know, in some instances. You know, and it just happens at certain points throughout the season for whatever reason. And like I said, until we get a grasp, a hold of that concept, because playing hard is a skill. It's not anything anybody can teach you, but bringing it each and every day is a learned skill that you have to have in this league in order to be successful.
Jared, keeping in mind what you did say a moment ago, but there was a group towards the end of the game that did get you back in. You did come short, but can you take a little positive out of that from group that did come in and give what you needed?
I mean, but like I said, the measuring stick in this business is wins and losses. You know, I mean, sure, we had moments throughout the entire game that were good that we can highlight. But at the end of the day, man, we want to put W's in the column. You know, we put ourselves into a situation that we had to fight and claw back and give it every ounce of everything we had from a 30-point deficit that wasn't even necessary. It wasn't even – and those guys played well, don't get me wrong, but I thought we did a lot of shooting ourselves in the foot as well to compound the problem.
You see in college three-guard offenses, they're common. Comment on that in the pros.
I just think whatever your personnel is, you try to use that best to your advantage. You know, regardless if it's a three-guard offense, I mean, you don't see too much of the two big-guy offense in the league nowadays. You have more of those spread four guys, but, you know, you try to use your personnel to your advantage. And, you know, we use it at times, and sometimes we don't. So, you know, however coach feels is necessary for us, you know, that's what we're going to roll with.
I like whatever
coach sees fit for us to put out there. It's not for us to like. You know, that's why we have a coach like Coach Brown in place. It's for us to take his commands and go out there on the court and be successful at whatever he asks us to do. That's it, period, point blank.